Well, hello guys, how are you? Well, it's another day in the clown world of doom and gloom and drama and chaos. And any news item you actually see or read has got a spin on it. And of course, it's all done by Femons for Femons, because we know how they love their drama. There's even an ad on the radio I listen to. And this guy's just put up some shelves and he asks his Femon to have a look at them, see how sturdy they are. But of course they fall down, don't they? And she kind of laughs, you know, and says what you needed there is a really good drill to do that job. You know, is actually how realistic that really sounds, as if she would know. And males can't even put shelves up anymore. In other words, they swapped it all the way round and expect us to swallow it. But you see that sort of thing everywhere and hear it everywhere, and isn't fooling anybody, especially the males. Maybe they're just trying to hoodwink the younger generation, but the older generation knows the truth. And any place Femons got involved in, if you notice, there's always chaos and drama. Look at the US government. They actually have activists actually in the government, the squad. And what do they create mostly? Chaos and drama. Whatever Femons have got into, they turn it into a soap. They've also turned society into a soap. It's all fake drama, just like the soaps. But all males have to do is just ignore them, walk away, not even get involved at all. And it drives them nuts. They can't handle not getting attention, because without it, they're goddamn powerless. When a Femon's flapping her gums at you, and it's usually pretty loud, just don't listen. Once again, it makes them powerless. Remember, guys, it's you that gives them the power. Because without you, they have none. They will try and get hold of you and drag you down to their superficial level. Because in their minds, that's where they live. Males were destined for a far better purpose. Femons generally aren't your soulmate or your partners in life. They're a millstone round your neck, a loud one, that can't be open and honest and tell the truth if her life depended on it. Femons seem to have a self-destruct virus. They all seem to have it with different degrees, and until a cure has been found, your best bet is to stay away from the infected. The virus has never been known to jump to a male, but it could happen one day. You stay safe out there now, guys, and stay away from the infected. Because if you hook up with one of the infected, you will just become a carer. And you're destined for more than that. Take it easy, guys.